The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, again with Will Sommer, and we're sadly a little late to this, but it was worth doing anyway. We were watching the hearing, oversight hearing involving ATF and FBI personnel in the Senate. And FBI Director Kash Patel got into it with Senator Chris Van Hollen about a host of things. But the most explosive stuff was around Kash Patel's alleged drinking, although I guess it's not alleged because we did see him smash beers with like the hockey players, right? Like,
look.
Yeah. He is handing out bourbon bottles all over the place. So like semi-alleged drinking, I guess. Anyways, let's play the clip and then we'll get into like the back and forth since then.
Are you willing to take the test that it's called the audit test that members of our active duty military and others take to determine whether they have a drinking problem?
I'll take any test you're willing to take.
I will take it, Director Patel. I'll take it. You ready to take it?
Let's go.
Yes or no?
Let's go. Side by side.
I'll take it.
Side by side.
I love the reveal of Kash because he looks pretty disheveled, to be honest. He's kind of hunched over.
The top button.
Top button's open, tie's a little askew, and he said, I'll take any test you're willing to take.
It is sort of the hoarse voice. Yeah, it does feel a little disheveled. Had you ever heard of the audit test before?
I had not. I mean, I've heard of similar tests about, you know, like, you know, how often, does drinking affect your life? In this case, it says, you know, you kind of add up the numbers, you know, how many times has someone been hurt by your drinking or what have you?
Yeah, it requires a level of honesty in the answer. So I'm not sure how effective. Initially, I was like, is that like a field sobriety test? Are they going to make him like say the alphabet backwards while touching his nose or something? That's not it. Anyways, we're going to get to the – because Van Hollen took the audit test today. We're going to get to that in a little bit. But this exchange continued. I will just say Kash Patel went back. He accused him of drinking margaritas with Kilmore Abrego Garcia. And then he brought up this weird thing. It's so funny. They obviously do oppo research on the senators prior to doing these hearings because they always have something to throw back at them. In this case, Patel went after Van Hollen by saying, you opened a bar tab for $7,000 and spent taxpayer funds on it, which was not true. It turned out it was a campaign event. It was campaign funds, which is why it was in an FEC report. And it was $7,000 because it was like 50 people in attendance and it was a bar that they had as part of the payment. So it was kind of silly. All right. So here's Patel with a picture of the bar. Bar looks kind of nice. According to the disclosure form, it's called Lobby Bar. I'm eager to check it out. Looks like a fun place. And here's Van Hollen responding to him. You got me. I catered a holiday reception for my staff with campaign, not taxpayer dollars. Now let's see your receipts. Release the tab. All right. Who got the better of this exchange?
You know, I think Chris Van Hollen did. I mean, you know, we're used to people like Kash Patel. I mean, we've seen from Pam Bondi, like the sort of default attitude when you're in trouble in this administration, you go in front of Congress, is you say, you know, well, you had a stock trading deal, or, you know, you just say, you know, the Dow is so high, you know, you kind of throw out whatever you can. But I think, you know, Kash, there's clearly some kind of issue here. You know, famously, we saw him like guzzling brews with the Olympic team, which I'm sure felt amazing in the moment, but has sort of dogged him as time has gone on. So you know, I think, look, that Atlantic story, right? That alleged, you know, he was so incommunicado, they had to get like a battering ram to get him one time. So it's clearly something he's sensitive about. And you can tell that he's kind of wiggling and dodging around it.
And there's been subsequent stories that he's like totally paranoid and putting everyone through polygraph tests about it. And I think he was asked about this during the hearing. And he's like, we do polygraph tests all the time. The FBI always does polygraph tests. But it wasn't he wasn't saying, no, I'm not polygraphing my top aides, right? It's like there's a difference between administering a polygraph test on a criminal and on your aides for leaking to the press. And then there was another report that they were looking into the report, or they denied that. So he seems to be paranoid, honestly.
Well, and, you know, as has been pointed out, it's crazy that he's suing The Atlantic over this reporting while also running this leak hunt for, like, whoever talked about his lost weekend or whatever. Like, okay, who blew the lid on the Negronis or what have you?
Yeah, well, the irony, of course, is that they said all the reporting is absolutely false and made up, and yet they're looking for the leaker, so it doesn't quite compute. All right, let's go through the actual audit test. So today, Chris Van Hollen puts out his audit test. Again, had no idea that this was a thing. Here it is. I'm just going to look at some of the questions, and maybe I'll be upfront about how I would fare on this. Although I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to admit this much. Hold on.
Well, it's all tough. Right, we just had a Bulwark party, so your numbers might be a little inflated.
All right. So Van Hall, this is the alcohol use disorders identification test audit. There you go. Self-report version. So according to Van Hollen, how often do you have a drink containing alcohol? He says 2 to 3 times a week. Okay. I'm probably a little bit higher than that. How many drinks containing alcohol do you have on a typical day when you are drinking? He says 1 or 2. Yeah, I'll give myself that. Why not? Well, do you want to chime in on how you fare here or no?
Well, Sam, for what it's worth, I don't drink. So it's...
Zero. Okay. Yeah,
so good for you, Will. So if I was FBI director, you know...
Maybe they should make you FBI director. All right. How often do you have 6 or more drinks on one occasion? Van Hollen says never. I'm a never. How often do you... Well, okay. Maybe occasionally, less than monthly. Put me down as a 1. How often during the last year have you found that you were not able to stop drinking once you had started? Never, never. How often during the last year have you failed to do what you normally expected of you because of drinking? Never. All right. Basically, Van Hollen doesn't drink all that much. His final score is 3. Do you think Patel's going to do this?
I think he's going to be like, 1 sweet goose egg, baby. 0. Or maybe he'll say, 1, a little, a low ABV beverage every month or two.
But we've seen him drink.
Look, the Olympics are a special occasion.
Okay. Let's do the other clip from the hearing. Let's get a reaction to that.
Have you ordered polygraph tests of members of your team to determine how that story came about?
The FBI conducts polygraph tests all the time.
No, have you ordered polygraph tests for members of your team to determine who was the source of the stories that I'm asking you about?
I don't order any polygraph tests. There's an internal inspection review process for any and all leaks, especially of baseless information at the FBI, that's been in place for the last 30 years. Those processes are followed by career intelligence and agents on the ground.
So I'll take that as a yes, since you said that these were unauthorized disclosures.
It's very evasive, but it's not that effective.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like this tactic of, like, just acting like the senators are just, like, asking him the dumbest questions he's ever heard, where he's just like, oh, my God, we do polygraphs all the time, dude. Get over it. I think that is having diminishing returns. I think a year ago, I think Democrats were a little more – they weren't really caught – like, I feel like they were never, like, totally owned by it, but I think it's just like it's obviously more combative than they're used to at these hearings. But in this case, I think they're figuring it out.
How has he managed to hold on this long? I feel like people have been pushed aside for less.
I think the answer is pretty simple, Sam. The answer is the FBI is a really important agency for Donald Trump, both in terms of terrorizing his enemies and making sure it doesn't investigate any Republicans or any other Trump friends.
Right.
And so he needs a guy who is totally pliable, who will essentially is completely dependent on Trump for his position. And so that's why you can't really get a member of Congress or someone to come in. You need a guy who's I've described him as going worm mode in the past. Like these things, a guy who's just like totally
worm
just like
mode.
Well, yeah, like a worm. he's kind of leeching off of Trump.
Has gone worm mode.
Yeah, I mean, he's just totally dependent on Trump, and that for Trump is who you need as FBI director.
You don't think that he could just bend some other fool around his thumb?
I mean, who you're going to get? Is this a Senate confirmed position? I believe.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
you know, yeah, so you're going to have trouble. You can't get like Laura Loomer, you know, you need, you know, I think.
Don't give him ideas.
I think, you know, Cash is really unique in terms of like how compromised he is in terms of like really needing Trump.
He is very dependent on Trump, but I feel like Devin Nunes, you could get in there, right? He's not up to much. He left the Trump media enterprise.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. He's been out of the public spotlight for a while. You know, he might stand up.
No. I mean, oh yeah, I'm sure. Okay, well, we'll see. I'm eager to see if Cash actually does the audit. Even if he does, I can't imagine he's going to be honest about it. So we'll see. Will, thank you so much, man. I appreciate this. I learned something new about you. I didn't know that you didn't drink. Good. Yeah, for you. This is why you're so good at your job.
Well, you know, it's maybe it would be a good idea to have something, you know, to ease my woes journey into this world.
This is why they invented Soul Gummies. By the way, they're not sponsoring this take, but they can be on a future take. Soul Gummies, great for winding down at night. Free ad for Soul Gummies. All right, well, take care, buddy. For everyone else, subscribe to the Borg for these great takes. Talk to you later.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.